There are four gamers in a car in mid-March on the way to Brantford, Ontario. The car is being driven by a man named Sid Bolton. Sid is the owner and curator of the Personal Computer Museum in Brantford.
Do you have any specific fond memories?
Sid is bringing us to an event that he has put together that he is calling a game soiree.
I hope Steve says something soon.
I'll be honest, this is a little bit like all car rides. It's a little bit boring. So we start talking about games, specifically about video game magazines.
While you were what?
You're pooping.
It's the most amazing toilet book.
So this is just so we discuss this in the car before you get to my house.
Oh no.
If you guys use the bathroom.
Okay.
Don't poop. Closest to the garage, and you go to the sink, and you open up the sink and open up the doors underneath. I'm just saying you might find something.
I don't have
fucking like stacks of video game magazines.
Oh, nice. I thought you were gonna say Hustlers.
No, but they're and you know what? The majority of them are still in the fucking plastic.
Are they really?
Yep.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And you know, it was weird.
I thought you were telling us you had some sort of problem in the bathroom.
No, but like,
if don't you flush.
Like this, I remember I had an event at my house, and this guy was selling games at the front. He has a retail store.
Yeah.
And he said, can I use your washroom? And I said, sure. And then I felt violated, because he comes out and he goes, this fucking Edge magazine is awesome, man. I never heard of it before. And like, I'm like, going through my drawers. Like, when did they take a shit? And you're looking, like, what were you looking for?
Why couldn't he take a shit at home? Why did he have to do it at your house?
I don't know.
Why did he have to do a road shit?
When you gotta go, you gotta go.
You
don't discover other people's magazines like that. But I'm letting you guys know now, so that when we have this discussion, but you're right. The shit.
Sid parks the car and we go into his house. Shoes on or off, we ask. And Sid says, leave them on. It's okay. And then in the living room, we see something that we all can't take our eyes off of. It's a television. Only it's not a normal television. It's so huge that I immediately think of the giant spaceships in Arrival.
It is... Oh yeah, you can see it.
Where is it?
Right there.
Sid's pointing out errors on video game boxes, and he's showing us the famous error, the infamous error, on the Wii version of Okami.
Where?
Oh, right there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's really hard to see.
Unfortunate. It's the same, too. Like, it's the worst.
Yeah, that's
it looks like Amaterasu is about to take a big bite out of it.
Yeah. You know what else is a weird... thing that I've never seen anybody else discuss.
I asked Sid what the most valuable thing at his house was, and he politely declined to tell me. But then he pulled down something that is valuable, I'm assuming mostly to Sid, and it's an actual disc-based version of Netflix for the Nintendo Wii.
But yeah, actually having the streaming disc for Netflix, because it was always a download, right?
Yeah.
Because you needed to be able to download to use a service.
Yeah.
But they actually did produce a physical disc. And here's the thing. I got version 1.0.1. There's a 1.0.0.
Ooh.
So that's... now I'm fucking like, oh, shit. Now I got to get that one.
Oh, my God. See, he's got the disease.
I know I do.
Oh, like, it's such a sickness.
It's a sickness. You couldn't tell.
Yeah.
I've got the version 1.0.
Yeah.
So awesome.
And all my amiibos and all my... That kind of stuff. Like,
is there anything that's so rare you have to put it away because you're afraid?
After the living room, we head down to the basement where we find more stuff, including upright arcade machines. And we also find Sid's in-laws, his mother-in-law and his father-in-law, who are living down there temporarily.
I just got that news.
Really?
Yeah, I've always wanted one, but never had the opportunity or never wanted to pay. But that actually came out of your old stomping ground, more back your way, the West Edmonton Mall.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I've probably played this exact unit then.
That's
seriously.
Where it came from. That is where it came. Now, it was 11 years ago. It was shipped from some farm or something out there.
Yeah.
And it was taken right out of the West Edmonton Mall.
Huh.
And then it was shipped to a guy in London, Ontario. And he's had it for 11 years. And it's just ironic. Like, he messaged me and just said, just a quick message saying, hi, I'm wondering if you accept donations of arcade machines. And I was thinking, oh, he's probably got some piece of shit, like, knockoff machine or something he wants to get rid of. And so I'm, like, hesitantly going, yes, what do you have? And then he writes back with this whole big tirade about, I have a Dragon's Lair machine. And I'm thinking, this guy has no idea what a Dragon's Lair fan I am. Yeah.
One thing that's surprising to me is Sid has three dogs in this rarefied air of his personal computer museum. He has three dogs, and they're three little white dogs. I can't tell them apart. One is named Atari. One is named Coleco. And no, I don't, the third one is named Intellivision, maybe? I don't know. I can't remember the third one's name. Anyway, they're cute, but they pee on the floor.
Yeah, the little misbehaving little guys. I've also boxed up all my VHS and DVD for now. That's what that stuff is. So I got to put some.
When I was here, they had, and I'm talking about Sid and Norm, all these machines on. Wow. Look, right on the floor. Who made that mess?
Oh, that wasn't me.
There is something.
Oh my God, there is one on the floor.
I don't know what that. I didn't do it. I think I saw Shane over there.
anybody that gets excited by
Steve's excited by Dragon Slayer too. Yeah, so
I'm kind of proud they saw me do it.
I know how you did it.
Look, there's a Famicom up there. Here, see, distracted. Distractions.
So what? Steve, don't walk through that.
I'm not gonna walk.
There's a peepee out in front of the Dragon Slayer.
Where the hell did that?
Hey Steve, doesn't Bob look like the Breaking Bad guy?
Oh yeah, like Walter White.
Yeah, Walter White. He looks like him.
You do a little bit.
Yeah,
never really thought about that. Well, I don't watch the show, but I know who it is. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Easy Halloween costume.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You're already dressing.
Once we finish our tour of the basement, we head upstairs because it's time to eat dinner.
I need a bigger, flasher sign. Can I pass?
You know what? It's like the old diner. Like, it's like the, looks like a little shithole from the outside, but it's probably awesome. It's like, these are the kinds of places that they don't spend their money on the sign, they spend their money on the.
Yes, I know, because I like saw this big orange sign, I didn't see looking for paces, couldn't see paces, and like, you have arrived your destination.
Well, it's because they're an industrial.
Yeah, so you don't see anything at all.
The office I used to work in, they're right by, like, I used to work right across the street. So what I do sometimes is I leave work, go pick up this family pack, and then bring it home, and we'd have meals for a couple of, like, this will feed you for a couple of days.
Right? A couple of days. Sid, when do you cook?
When do I cook?
Yeah.
I cook probably four nights a week.
Okay.
Yeah. I would say four or five nights a week. Yeah, I love to cook.
Yeah,
I think for big signs, I think Sid needs one for outside the house. Remember the first time I came here, I was driving out front. I was like,
"Is this the place?"
There's no way. There's like more than five computers in that house.
Yeah. You have to go like.
Well, back, I was telling the guys on the way here, I like to fool people and tell them when they come through the garage that this is the museum.
I still think that's a great joke.
Okay.
So you think
that's Shane Lewis? He's a YouTube guy. And he's right, it's not easy to find the personal computer museum. It looks just like a suburban house, and it is a suburban house, except out back, there's a huge piece of property, and in the middle of that piece of property is a big barn, and that barn is absolutely stuffed. Stuffed with computers. Once dinner's over, it's officially time for the game soiree to begin. We head outside to the personal computer museum / barn.
He's gonna bring pets.
It's really good, this forearm.
Yeah.
I wonder why.
Do you think about moving it?
Yeah, I like, must cut every single day I think about it. But the problem is I need something that's consistent, and I don't feel like the YouTube channel's consistent enough. If there was like a series planned or something where we're shooting out of the studio and we had some base location. It's just those tiny little things. A good microphone, you know, a lot of people don't ever think about that.
Yeah.
Especially on YouTube, a lot of people are just comfortable using whatever the microphone or the camera comes with.
This will be good enough.
I have a lot of respect and admiration for Sid Bolton. Sid has built his entire life around the things that he loves, his obsessions. He's turned them into his reason for being. And usually we have our things that we love, you know, whether that's comic books or superhero movies or video games or you know, those are the things that we do on our weekends. Those are the things that we do in our evenings. Sid's whole life is built around the things that he's loved, and he finds a way to you know, he finds a way to make a career out of this, although he does, full disclosure, have a day job. He works in the tech department, I'm not sure, someplace in the Brantford area. The game soiree itself, even though there was a pizza delivery, was a little too bright and a little too loud for me. It kind of wore me out after a while. Too many, you know, video game, computer, sound effects. You know, it was great to go down memory lane a little bit, and I got to touch the keyboard of a Commodore VIC-20 for the first time in maybe 20 years. But after a while, all that kind of wears off, and I just had the, you know, this feeling, and I feel this more and more often as I get older. I just kind of wanted to go back to my comfort zone again. And so at the end of the night, we got back into Sid's Bronco, and we began the long drive home.
My rule now is like three. If I have three of something, then I'm good. Because I figure I got one to show, one to go, and one as a backup. Now, that doesn't apply to Commodore 64.
I was going
to
say.
I have about 70 of them. But
I've never even seen some of those variations. Like, I've never seen that one with the little screen built in.
Oh, the SX64.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I had one of those very early on, and it broke. And so we haven't had it in the museum for years. And then about 3 months ago, a lady just contacted me and said, "Hi, I'm in Toronto. I have an SX64. Can you pick it up?" And I was like, "Hells yeah." Like, now, I have a friend of mine, actually, a volunteer. He's the manager of the Elgin Theater.
Okay.
So if you ever need tickets to anything down there, let me know. I get you tickets. But he lives in Brantford now, so he actually takes the VIA train in every day. He used to live in Mississauga. He said it takes him only 15 minutes more because he was going on the GO train. And with the amount of stops, it's only 15 minutes more to take the straight train through. So.
If you'd like to make a trip to the Personal Computer Museum, you can head to Brantford, Ontario. The address is 13 Alma, A-L-M-A Street. And you can also give Sid a call. His phone number is 226-227-5898. It seems kind of corny to give out a phone number, but that's what we used to do. The website is pcmuseum.ca. I think everybody in their lives should make at least one pilgrimage to the Personal Computer Museum and say hi to Sid. If Norm's around, give Norm, you know, a little shoulder rub. Norm likes shoulder rubs. Until next time, this is Heavily Pixelated. I'm Scott C. Jones. I'll see you then.